Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for attending our first quarter earnings report meeting despite very warm weather outside. I also like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support and understanding to our group companies. Thank you very much indeed. Without further ado, I'd like to start my presentation. First, fiscal 2015 first quarter consolidated results. Before I give you all the figures, I'd like to inform you that we have eliminated the operating income items starting this fiscal year, given that from time to time, it was difficult to make a clear distinction between operating income-related items and other items, which are prone to cause differences in opinions. Upon the consultations with our auditor, we decided to eliminate the operating income category and instead use the profit before income tax expense as the performance criterion. I think this is much simpler and much easier to understand. For example, what are the changes in terms of the operating expense, this portion, as well as other financial cost or other financial income? These portions have been consolidated, changed, and so we have the other financial income included in revenue, and we also would have financial cost and operating expenses put together to be shown as expense. These are the results for the first quarter. On IFRS basis, revenue 66.735 billion yen, up 50%. Profit before income tax expense 14.861 billion yen, plus 256.7%. The profit for the period, 11.619 billion yen, which is up 402.5%. Profit attributable to the owners of the company increased by 67.3% to total 11.555 billion yen. ROE for the quarter, 3.0%, which is 0.9 percentage points higher. If you multiply this by four on the annualized basis, that will be 12.0%. That's up 3.6 percentage points. We also changed some of the segmentation. As for the asset management-related business, we newly established that business within the asset management business. Morningstar and others have been transferred from the financial services business to asset management business accordingly. This asset management-related business, Mr. Asakura, who is running the Morningstar, would be the CEO, so as to enhance this part of the business. On a global scale, we will be inviting more personnel for various types of management securities, including fixed income and equity, and FX and real estate. All of those would be managed under this part of the business, and global products would be handled. We have securities, banking, and insurance within a group, and therefore, we wanted to enhance our asset management capability. Also, the products that we do origination, we will be collaborating with various institutions so as to come up with better offering to many of the investors. This is revenue by segment. Financial services, 40.751 billion yen, 26.6% increase. Asset management, 24.454 billion yen, up 117.3%. biotechnology-related, 482 million, 173.1% increase. In others, primarily housing and real estate business, in fiscal 2014, this included SBI Life Living, not for this fiscal year. And within the financial services business, this is the profit before income tax expense. Large increase, 47.4% increase, 13.444 billion yen. And asset management turned from loss to profit, 4.42 billion yen, about 6.3 billion yen improvement. Biotechnology related, it's still in the negative, but we saw an improvement by 178 million yen. And here you can see the consolidated financial indicators, ROA. ROA 4.7 for this fiscal year. And this is deducting the assets and liability accounts associated specifically with the securities company. And we are to include that. It's 1.7%. And because of the assets and liabilities accounts with the securities business, that pushes down ROA. And so if we exclude that, it's 4.7. If we include that, it's 1.7%. But when we look at the ROA, average ROA by business, banking, of course, it's very low, 0.7%. And securities business, 1.2%. And for the entire industry, 2.3%. So financial institutions tend to have low ROA. That's a common sense. So assets and liabilities accounts, even when those are included, it's 1.7% in our case. So that's higher than our peers. Interest-bearing debt ratio, 97.6%. And the ratio of equity attributable to the owners of the company without the assets and liabilities accounts, that's 21.4, about twice as much as those that we include. And that has come down year on year. And that is because we executed 7.6 billion yen shareholder return, including the dividend and the share buyback. Cash flow, big increase. 32.5 billion yen or so increase. That's the operating cash flow. And investing activities cash flow, again, an increase of 1.051 billion at 2.657 billion. And financial activities cash flow, this improved by 13.411 billion yen. Dividend. We have not been paying interim dividends for quite some time. So for the first time since 2007, fiscal 2006, that is, we are going to pay the interim dividend of 10 yen per share. When should this be paid has not been shown. I believe that the performance will only increase going forward. So we've decided to pay the interim dividend. Doesn't mean that we will be reducing the year-end dividend. Of course, if the performance deteriorates in the second half, we may change, but 35% was the payout ratio in the last fiscal year. And we want to increase this to 40% this fiscal year, which would mean share buyback and the dividend payment are to be executed. So the balance between the two is something that we need to consider going forward. And the last time we paid the interim dividend, it was the commemorative dividend, which is different from this time around. Now, the results by segment, financial services business, we saw improvement in almost all business. SBI Securities, 49% improvement. SBI Japan Next, 21.3% increase. Liquidity market, 68.9% improvement year-on-year. These are all the pre-tax profit. FX trade, 161.8% increase. SBI Money Plaza, 102.6% improvement. And SBI Insurance, it went down year-on-year. But this is because, as will be explained later, there was some special factor. SBI Card, this has declined year-on-year, as has been announced. This will be sold to the bank. And so many preparations are underway, which accounts for this decline. SBI Sumishin Net Bank. This is the shares based on the equity method. It's been announced already based on Japan GAAP today. On the IFRS basis, this is the figure, but on the Japan GAAP basis, the figures are much better. As for SBI Life Insurance, these results are to be announced on August 10th. We still need to do some kind of consolidation. We are still in the preparatory stage, so not much change. Now, these are the businesses that we have not covered much in the past. This is within the holdings company, the website comparison website business, 518 million yen profit, 22.4% improvement year-on-year. This is a business that can generate the profit of 2 billion yen or so a year, so it can become independent. And SBI Remit, 50 million yen improvement, and Benefit Systems, 45 million yen. And this is the company that manages the defined contribution operation. And with the increase in the corporate type 401(k) plan investment trust balance, we believe that these could all grow going forward. Now, each of specific companies, SBI Securities, compared to last fiscal year, we see steady improvement in the market. In terms of the average daily individual brokerage trading value, 28.3% improvement year-on-year.
Therefore, operating revenue was +40.2% year-on-year, 22.33 billion yen. Operating income, approximately 10 billion, +52%. Ordinary income, approximately 10 billion, +51.3%. Net income for the period was 6.116 billion, which was +60.5%. Performance comparison of major online brokers, excluding Monex, most of the players have announced their results, and each company, each brokers, are working hard, and they are showing good results. And online brokers, their comparison of their performance, this is quarter-on-quarter basis. Now, if you compare on a year-to-year basis, as I had described earlier, there's increase in individual stock brokerage trading values, so of course, this will become positive in a very large sense. But on a quarter-on-quarter basis, operating revenue hasn't grown by a large amount, a large margin. And also, in terms of net income for the period, Matsui was down year-on-year. Kabu.com increased, but this is because of 1 billion yen in sales gain from marketable securities. So in that sense, we are the only double-digit growth on a normal basis. So in that sense, the other day, I mentioned that the competition between online brokers is coming to an end, and I think this reflects that. So this is looking at the stock brokerage trading value and commissions, which have increased dramatically. I have described the market earlier, but in our case, we have grown by plus 36.7% year on year. So we are surpassing the overall market growth rate. And also in terms of commissions, it's plus 44.1% year on year. So what it means is that our share is increasing. And I will explain more about shares later on. In terms of margin trading, 820 billion. This is a record high in terms of quarterly balance. So with just financial revenue, we have been able to generate more than 8.4 billion yen. Now, this is investment trust. Again, our quarterly balance was record high. Our investment trust fees was plus 44.3% year on year. So 1.1 billion. Also, in terms of wholesale business, this is the underwriting business. This July, you have the April-July figure. These are two companies. In FY 2014, was 14 companies. So in the first quarter, this includes July portion, but it's 22 companies now. So it seems as though IPO underwriting, you can see that we're underwriting more and more companies. In terms of underwriting share, it's 78.6%. There are 28 companies were listed during the period, and we have taken 22 cases out of 28. And then in terms of number of accounts and amount of customer assets, so in 2015 June, we have exceeded 3.33 million. AUM is 9.7 trillion, which is nearly 10 trillion in the very near future. Commissions is overwhelmingly low. Share I have spoken about earlier, so this is about 40% in share of individual stock trading value, among which margin trading is 44.2%. Customer satisfaction. So over the last eight years, consecutive years, we're number one in Oricon customer satisfaction ranking. And in terms of JCSI, this is Japanese Customer Satisfaction Index. We were number one in securities industry. For customer service center, we are 3 stars for 5 consecutive years. So customers are showing high appreciation of our company. Next is SBI Japan Next. Again, you can see a relatively nicely performing average daily trading value. And in light of this, operating income is steadily growing. Year on year in the first quarter was plus 18.1%. We have exceeded 300 million. Now, exceeded 30.7 million. And now in terms of SBI liquidity market, this is from the Yano Resource monthly rank research on 16 major FX trading companies. You can see that SBI's group's total number of accounts and customer deposit assets have overwhelmingly surpassed that of the competitors. Now, in terms of performance, operating income before allocation of the SBI liquidity market represents the amount before its allocation of profits to affiliated companies such as SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and SBI FX Trade. So last quarter, first quarter 15, it was 3.14 billion. So this is plus 66.7% year on year. Now, Money Square, we are planning to announce this on August 6th. Money Partners, the performance was announced again. This was 381 million, so it was a very large growth, but it was a very small amount in the previous year. So you can see that foreign exchange companies are all showing very high growth rate. Now let's look at the bank business. So as I have said earlier, today they are announcing the results. So in JGAAP basis, this is approximately 5.2 billion in ordinary income year on year, 176% increase. And in terms of deposit balance, so it goes back and forth between 3.6 and 3.7 trillion. So at the end of June, it is about 3.7 trillion. Now, if you look at the pure plays internet banks, the six internet bank deposits, Daiwa is 3 trillion and SBS Machine is 3.6. So as you can see, we are far ahead. And for securities and the bank, we have a hybrid deposit, which is automatic deposit and withdrawal of stock trading deposit service. In May, we hit a record high, which was 1,369 billion. And in June, it's at similar levels and continues to remain at high levels at 1,366 billion. Also, deposits have been accumulating. Therefore, we need to diversify the management of the deposits. And we have been seeing growth in housing loans. As of end of June, the balance was close to 2 trillion. With regards to the cumulative total, it was 2.4 trillion as of July 23. And the balance of card loans have been steadily growing as well. We have been putting a lot of emphasis on this business, so we have been seeing an increase of balance. And in July 2014, the credit ceiling was revised, and the minimum interest rate is now 1.99%. So we are seeing more utilization by customers. And we have the number one in deposit balance and balance of loans amongst the pure play internet banks. Also, ordinary profit is a question still, as we are waiting for the announcements to be made by respective competitors on the August 7th as well as August 6th. But one thing we can say is that we started in 2007, September, and deposit amount as well as the balance of loans is by far number one against competition now. With regards to the number of accounts as well, for JapanNet, it's just a matter of time that we will exceed them. For Sony Bank, we have already surpassed their level, and Rakuten is number one for the time being. And also here, we are getting high ratings amongst customers with respect to customer satisfaction. So now the insurance business. With regards to SBI Insurance's number of insurance contracts, we've been seeing it grow by 12.9% year-on-year. And also, the change in primary premium incomes has been growing by 13.8% year-on-year, which is double-digit growth, which is still ongoing. With regards to the combined ratio, it has gone down even more. Now it's at 89.7%. So we are at this level. So obviously, the business will be profitable. And earlier, I mentioned that the earnings is down. The reason is because of there was a significant insurance payment, and also the cost increased due to reinsurance. The negative portion, the losses are upfront, and then you start to see a positive impact then after. So the first quarter tends to have the largest loss, which is cost increase of 111 million. But for the full year, it's not going to be this times four. It's probably going to stay at around 200, 300 million yen. So with regards to this cost, we are trying to reduce this as much as possible. So we believe there's a need to have our own reinsurance company. We didn't need to use them, but as we use them as a way of preparing for our life insurance business, we wanted to see the environment and the situation surrounding us by using third-party reinsurance. So with regards to life insurance, we are organizing our sales structure now, and we are preparing to conclude an agency agreement with the SBI Group companies, and also preparing to handle
sales and on our websites. And we will establish a new product development team on a company-wide basis. And also, we will increase staff because this company originally had almost no people employee-wise that can sell. It was mainly administration people. So we need to increase our headcount for sales staff. However, we would like to contain personnel and non-personnel expenses as much as possible so that we can offset the increase of costs related to the increase in headcount. For SSI, short-term insurance, for Ikiki SSI, often they are being covered by the newspapers. The number of contracts has been growing steadily. And also for this side, which is SBI SSI, earthquake indemnity insurance, because of the nature of the insurance, if earthquakes occur, the more people are likely to take out a contract. So Nexus Money Plaza, for this business, operating revenue and operating income has been growing steadily. Operating revenue has been growing by 24.3%. The securities business is the main part still, but we are trying to diversify the earning sources as much as possible. For operating income, on a quarter compared to the previous quarter last year, it has grown by 102.2% to 484 million yen. Next is the asset management business. Like I mentioned earlier, it has reduced the losses from minus 1.9 billion to 4.4 billion when comparing 2016 March first quarter to 2015 March first quarter. When you look at the change in fair value and the profit and loss from that, it has improved to 3.3 billion from minus 5.6 billion. Unlisted securities account for 0.7 of that amount, and listed securities 3.2 billion. So the improvement level was 8.9 billion. So also, there are some unrealized gains versus acquisition cost, which is 6.5 billion yen. When we apply IFRS, you need to apply mark-to-market accounting. So that is why we have these numbers. With regards to the Savings Bank of South Korea, like I mentioned earlier, it has concluded its revitalization process. And June marks the end of their fiscal year. And the results are as shown. Operating income was 41.9 billion Korean won, and profit before income tax expense was 26.2 billion. And the capital adequacy ratio on a K-GAAP basis improved even more, reaching 11.46%. So you can say that they have achieved revitalization. This was covered by the Korean press as well. And they were able to do this over a short period of time. So Morningstar, they are a listed company, so they announced their results as well. And ordinary income was historical highs at 438 million. Like I mentioned earlier, Morningstar is now included in the asset management business, so that is why we are mentioning them here as well. But nevertheless, ordinary income has been growing by 30.6% year-over-year, and net profit 36.5% year-over-year. So steady growth has been recorded. Morningstar Japan has continued to grow consolidated operating income for six consecutive years. They have recorded record-high operating income. And compared to fiscal 2012, the operating income is 2.7 times, and compared to fiscal 2009 first quarter, it's 6.9 times more. So I think they are a well-run company, and I always say that to them. So next is biotechnology-related. Like I mentioned earlier, for this business, we have been seeing a slight improvement, but we still see a loss of 1.1 billion approximately. The improvement made was related to SBI ALA Promo. You saw the TV commercial area. We suspended it for a while. So on a year-on-year basis, the losses decreased. Furthermore, sales has increased. That's another reason why. So there are more drugstores that carry our products. There are now 4,873 as of end of June. So it is steadily on the rise. And the effect from running TV commercials is positive, for sure. Hiromi Go does have an effect, indeed. And with regards to Alapromo shipment volumes, if we were to index fiscal 2014 first quarter at 1, it has grown by 9.3 times. So finally, the awareness towards Ala, I think, has enhanced. So next, the company's outlook for fiscal 2015 based on the current business environment is what I would like to talk about. First of all, I would like to talk about the business environment.
Of course, there is Greek debt crisis that affected the global stock markets. Lots of fluctuations on stock markets globally, but the Greek insolvency was avoided, and we do see the European stock markets headed toward recovery. Back in 2011, there was another Greek debt crisis, but it's quite different this time around because back then, many of the European banks had the Greek sovereign bonds on holding, whereas this time, no one is holding that. It's only the Greek banks that hold the sovereign bonds, and therefore, the impact had been limited. Besides, the euro, the economic integration, or should I say the currency integration, unified currency, that's the framework. And therefore, when it comes to the fiscal policies, each member country had its own authority to make decisions. So it can't be avoided that these issues are repeated because there is this contradiction within the euro framework. Because usually, the countries can adjust by working on its own local currency, in the case of Greek drachma. But under the euro framework, the countries cannot afford to do that, which means that this could be repeated going forward unless the national mindset mentality of that country changes. And another issue was a Chinese stock plunge. Between June, summer of 2014 and June of 2015, the SSE Composite Index increased approximately 2.5 times, but then it plummeted by more than 30% after peaking on June 12, 2015. Of course, the higher the peak, the lower the plunge, the trough. I think China is rather interesting in that in the ordinary capital country, what China is doing today is something unthinkable. And therefore, if you want to predict the Chinese market going forward, you cannot use the common sense that you have for ordinary capitalist countries. What's common sense elsewhere does not apply to China. Securities firms, primarily the national securities firms, are buying about 2 trillion yen worth of stocks, and they are banning the stock sales for large shareholders. And maybe if you do something against that, you might be arrested. So China is a country that can afford to resort to those measures, and therefore, I think the market will stabilize eventually. Now, there was a government intention to raise the share prices, stock prices, a sort of Chinese version of quantitative easing was introduced, and 4 times the interest rates had been lowered. And of course, the stock market would go up, the stock price would go up in the meantime, resulting in this 2.4, 2.5-fold increase. But then, after some stimulation, people get concerned. The financial institutions most probably, after buying the stocks, sold, it is suspected. So there is high volatility on that market. I talked to many people, and I'm told that if there are such measures that China can resort to, I think things would be settled down because they are taking very agile measures. Chinese banks are going to purchase securities. So it doesn't even compare to what Japan did, the so-called PKO. And that's what the Chinese government is currently doing to address the situation. Looking at the U.S. economy, of course, the question is, when would the interest rate go up? It just means that things are going to normalize. In other words, things for the past several years have been abnormal. Some say it will be in September. Others say December. But it's just a matter of time. Gradually, the interest rates are going to be raised, I think. But that's already been incorporated in the investors and market mind. The only thing that is still not known is the rate at which the interest rates are to be raised. Looking at the Japanese economy, Abenomics are being maintained. The consumption tax hike last year should have been avoided. But what helped was the decline in crude oil prices, which had the effect of about 7 trillion yen. But now the oil prices are gradually going up. Back in March, it was $24 per barrel, but now it's over $60. But now it's down to below $60 again. For the Japanese economy, this is a good trend. Having said that, I strongly am against another round of consumption tax hike because the economic recovery is not yet strong. But the corporate earnings are strong. When we look at the securities market, the stock market, I think it's undervalued, being based on PE 17 times or so. And when we look at the profit return on the stock market, it's now close to 6%, the diffusion index. 25 times with 4% is not surprising. So given that a current PE is 17 times, I think it is within the assumption. So I think there's still room for further increase in the share prices. Now, looking at the trading value by foreigners, basically, if they are to invest in the stock market, they're not going to invest in the U.S. market given the interest rate hike possibilities. Is it China? Again, it's rather risky. And with higher interest rates, other emerging markets would be affected. There's a possibility that money would be withdrawn to be flown back into U.S. So that would mean it would be either Europe or Japan. Some of the foreign investors are investing in the European market following the Greek crisis passing the worst point. But I think the Japanese market is where the strongest interest is, although over a short term, there could be some interest in the European market as well. Now, looking at the domestic IPOs, compared to last fiscal year, 1.31. And there's quite a number of IPOs made this year. So I believe that this market is going to remain robust this year. with this as a backdrop, how are we doing in the securities business? Usually, there is a tendency that with this Greek crisis, people would sell the stocks. But actually, this is a time to buy because securities firms do make money either way because of the commission fees. So when the volatility is high, that's good for the securities firms. And for the liquidity market, that's good as well. For your information, we are showing some monthly figures for July. For example, in terms of operating income, we are comparing the first quarter results with the quarterly average of the last fiscal year. It gradually increased, and the average daily trading value for month of July was better than the first quarter of the fiscal 2015. In first quarter of fiscal 2015, the operating income improved by over 1 billion over the quarterly average of the last fiscal year. And that improvement in operating income was supported by the average daily trading value. And this average daily trading value for July was even better than the first quarter, indicating that July was very good. And in the liquidity market, and for SBI liquidity market, operating income before allocation for July was about 50 million yen better than the monthly average of the first quarter fiscal 2015, which was really good. So high volatility is good for our business. It's not declining. In fact, as the trend is on the increasing trend, that's good news for us. And in terms of market share, we see gradual and steady increase. And NISA, as of the end of June, 690,000 accounts, by far larger than Matsui and other peers. We are getting very close to Daiwa Securities. Maybe we will catch up and exceed that 700,000 accounts as of July 29th. The deposits totaling 311.9 billion yen. And starting in 2016, tax-exempt investment ceiling will be raised to 1.2 million yen. And Junior NISA program will be introduced, which is good for us. The people who are familiar with the online trading think are going to participate more in opening those. When e-commerce started in Japan, people who are familiar with that are now over 20 years of age, and therefore I believe that we can expect a steady increase in the number of NISA accounts, most probably exceeding Daiwa Securities. Especially 35% of the NISA accounts are the new customers, and 66.6% of them are the novice investors. An active account ratio is 58.6%, and that's much higher than the industry average of 48.4%. And we are now going to challenge the face-to-face securities companies. We're going to be very aggressive in a positive way. This growth rate, whether it could be maintained or not, well, I think it's a matter of time that we are going to probably exceed Daiwa. And in terms of the investment trust balance, we want to grow this so as to enhance our earnings base. SBI is 1.61. This is as of the end of June. much better than others. And also, we are going to promote the self-origination of structured bonds. We used to rely on the external financial institutions. We want to make this into a self-origination, complete the process by the end of the year so as to originate structured bonds equivalent to 25 billion yen next year. We also established a company called SBI BITS, BITS standing for Better IT Solutions. We have extensive system-related cost being paid. In the case of last fiscal year, 20.6 billion yen in total. And we want to reduce this by 10% initially by having this systems company within ourselves. In particular, we will be modifying the Hyper SBI, and we are expediting the process to make it the strongest system and tool in the world. And the full-fledged operation is to start in August. And eventually, we would like to expand this into overseas securities business as well as banking and insurance business as well. This is the company who's going to be involved in the systems development for all of our financial-related businesses. In the banking-related business, the loan-deposit ratio has improved dramatically to 51.2% with the diversification of loans. And we are going to continue with that strategy. And in the credit card business, we want to turn to profitability as quickly as possible now that we have transferred this to our banking business. And there is a group-wide support to make this a reality. In the insurance-related business, the auto insurance and the non-life, we're showing the persistency rate and reflux rate. Persistency rate of 90.9%, reflux rate of 85.2%. The car insurance is renewed every year, but when the contract is to be renewed, that's very critical compared to 5-10 years policies. How are we doing with this annual renewal framework? Actually, it's 90.9%, very high persistency rate, which compares to 5-year, 10-year policies, which would mean that there would be the accompanying appreciation. Fire insurance, we're considering starting this with the support of the companies. In the housing loan services, we would like to start this. We have Aruhi, the formerly SBI Mortgage. We have over 50% equity holding there. So with the launch of the fire insurance, we are going to ask for the strong sales support from this company.
So personalized insurance products. We think that premium can change depending on the person. That's the future image of insurance products. So in order to do this, we need telematics technology and wearable devices. So we will have one partnership with a company called ZMP Inc. Along with this, I believe one important aspect is automobile. Automobile, everything about automobile is connected to the internet. It's completely computerized. So in one sense, it bears a very high hacking or being hacked risk. So while we promote telematics, we also need to consider how we can defend ourselves from hacking risk and threats. The two need to be combined. in order to please the consumers. The hackers can hack the automobile that's being connected to the computers. So we need to make sure that they can't operate the keys or open the door or sometimes a hacker could maybe take over the steering wheel, which is extremely dangerous. Airlines, I think when they're up in the air, it's not as dangerous, but landing and departures are always very risky. So, you know, there's always, two sides to the coin. There's good side, and then there's always a negative aspect as well. So you need to make sure that there's always the equilibrium. So in order to resolve this issue, we're investing as well. So we do this so that we can be connected to the most powerful players on both sides. Now, who will be, who's the most powerful? And of course, we are searching all around the world to multiple players, and we want to be connected all around the world. If you do not consider to this extent, it is very difficult to promote and do business in this area. The more you introduce telematics technology, you become more connected to the world of internet. And also, entering into reinsurance business and establishment of insurance holding company. I talked about reinsurance company earlier. We want to establish a reinsurance company in our group so that we can have reductions in the reinsurance premium that we pay to the non-group reinsurers. So savings will be consolidated into this new insurance company. Now, this insurance company, this holding company, I think, this is my personal opinion, but it's better to list this holding company in the future rather than to list individual companies. Right now, the total of the four companies right now with under the J-GAAP basis is about 480 million, approximately. It's not precise right now, but we think this will be 1 billion, 2 billion very easily once we engage in this on a full-scale basis. So in this way, non-insurance business will become profitable. And I think we will consider IPO as quickly as possible. But if the valuation is too low, then we don't necessarily have the need to go public. So we need to watch the situation and find the most appropriate timing for IPO. Now, asset management business. So when Chinese stocks fall, our stocks fall as well. And they think that it's bad for the asset management market. But we think that the company's risk, our business in China started in 2005, and whatever we need to recover and pay back, we have been able to, whatever we need to liquidate, we did so. So in that sense, the company's risk with respect to the decline of Chinese listed securities is very limited. So there's not much concern for us, even if the Chinese share prices fall. Now here, it says breakdown of investment balance based on investee companies' country listings. Of course, there's Korea in here. Of which approximately half of the amount of Japanese yen 7.5 billion is the amount of funds operated by SBI Investment Korea. So you have Taiwan, Europe. So it's quite diversified. And also, the price of securities held by the company bottomed out in the fiscal year. So basically, FVTPL will continue to be positive. And also, SBI Investment will continue to establish new funds with a commitment amount of 15 billion. We also have this FinTech Business Innovation LBS, which will be established. So I think the world is starting to recognize FinTech as SBI's business. So we will establish this fund and we will do more and more investment. The second fund, so in Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan, we will pull a larger amount of money and establish number two funds. So the preparation is underway. And also in Thailand, SBI Group and Finansa Group are investing 50% each to do an investment in unlisted companies in Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. Korea. They have been able to steadily solicit funds from January 2014. They have a total of five funds, which were commissioned by the government agencies to be managed by SBI Investment. The total amount is exceeding over 200 billion Korean won. And in recognition of the success, we were awarded the Best Fundraising House Award from the 2015 Korea Venture Capital Awards and Creative Management Award from the TV Chosen 2015 Management Awards. So this company, SBI Investment Korea, has been able to revitalize in a very short term and is now expanding their business very steadily. And I think they have been recognized for their efforts and success. Now, here's the IPO and M&A deals prospects for 2015. We expect 18. In terms of SBI Savings Bank, we're actually growing, and you say it may suggest that Korean economy is not strong, it's sluggish, slowing down, but actually because it's sluggish, it's very good. If you look at the housing price index, the government wants to, you know, improve this index, so they implement different measures, and they want to also increase their transaction volume, so they implement measures. So this has been a very positive environment for us. And you can see that saving banks' performing loans is steadily accumulating. You can see delinquency rate, it's falling very steadily, and the balance of the performing loans is increasing, and they will continue to expand their revenue. They will do home equity loans through internet, which is really the first time for Korean Savings Bank, and they will also do auto loans for used cars. Another thing, online banking service. We will begin to promote this. Finally, in Korea, there's been deregulation in online banking service. So South Korea, June 18, 2015, towards the establishment of pure-play internet banks, the Financial Services Commission, which is a national government agency, introduced a draft proposal that includes the deregulation of the current banking act. And there's many players that are interested in working with us. They want to establish online banking business in Korea together. We see a similar move in China. Let's establish an online pure plays. Alibaba does online banking, but they don't have pure play business. So they're not, because they don't have, that concept does not exist in China, so they're not able to start up yet. So we would like or planting different seeds so that we can promote this business in the same speed, in the same manner. Now, 4X. So in order to gain liquidity from China and Asian nations, we will have established a Hong Kong subsidiary. So whatever we collect here in Hong Kong will be transferred to SBI liquidity market. So we want to consolidate all the liquidity around the world in one central area. And we have already implemented this measure. And we think this is a very interesting business. And all around the world, we will have this financial ecosystem. SBI Group has built this financial ecosystem. We will be transplanting this all around the world. Now, in terms of asset management service business, we are tentatively naming this company SBI Global Asset Management. And Morningstar and its affiliate companies will fall under this company. And IAM, the UK hedge fund, will partner with us. This is already announced. And there are many other asset management companies that, as you can see from the examples here, and eventually this will become a public company, bio-related. As I have been saying from before, during this fiscal year, we are looking at receiving an upfront fee of $20 million. So this is Cork. This is 100% biotech subsidiary. And this should come at latest autumn 2015. And we will start phase three. Novartis Pharma is a mega pharma of the world. And Pfizer, we will complete phase 2A. And we will do start a phase 2A protocol finalization of glaucoma. And anti-LT7 antibody, it's a MedImmune Inc. It's a subsidiary AstraZeneca. We do autoimmune disease. It's a preclinical stage.
Next is ally-related businesses. We have partnerships with more than 90 research organizations in Japan and overseas, and at a variety of universities, at various research institutions. A number of researches are underway for a variety of target illnesses. Especially the other day, we made this announcement with ReproCell. Professor Yamanaka this is a listed company that ReproCell is a listed company that supported Mr. Yamanaka, but from the differentiated cells that are iPS-derived, the residual iPS cells need to be selectively removed, or else there is a high chance of the residual iPS cells becoming cancerous. So by using ADA, we did a joint development with ReproCell to see whether we can do selective removal of residual iPS cells. So this was reported in the newspaper, and it was proved to be possible by using ALA. Here are the patents held by SBI Pharmaceuticals. There are 21 ALA-related patents. And in overseas, we have 10 patents already. They are interesting indeed. With regards to the R&D, Alaglio was launched from September 2013. In 2008, we established the company. And in a mere 5 years, in 2013, we were able to bring one drug to the market and launch it. Currently, we are trying to expand the indications. It was launched as a perioperative diagnostic agent for cancer treatment. But we are trying to seek the indications for bladder cancer. Currently, phase 3, 5 university physician-led trials are underway. Also, newly, as a physician-led trial, we are seeking indications for peritoneal dissemination, which is a metastasis of stomach cancer. We are seeking opportunities in this area, and Osaka University is leading this trial. Other than that, we are seeking for indications related to treating cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. And there aren't many drugs that can treat malignant anemia, so we are trying to see whether ALA will work. Phase 1 was conducted in the UK. We passed the toxicity tests. And phase 2 is currently being conducted by Saitama Medical University because the cost is lower. Also, ischemia reperfusion injury is another indication we are seeking. If you were to do a heart bypass surgery, blood flow will be stopped, and when blood flow is resumed after the surgery, the problem is a blood clot might occur in your brain, and the patient may pass away. But if you were to administer ALA 5 days prior to the operation, the potential of this happening might be lower. An Oxford professor, Professor Heumann, did a rat trial and announced the results. So now we are working together with him. Birmingham University and other universities in the UK, as well as hospitals, are involved in the clinical trial. And the UK authority, MHRA, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, is the agency to which the test plan was submitted. And opportunities to treat mitochondrial diseases. This is a genetic disease, so drugs are not available, but we believe there's opportunity for ALA. So currently, phase two clinical trials are being conducted. We started in December 2014, and research is steadily underway. So going forward, we believe that demand for ALA is going to continue to increase. So what we are trying to do is how much can we increase production? We shouldn't just leave everything with Cosmo Oil. So we are trying to establish an integrated system on our side as well so that we can also produce and sell ALA. So steady supply is what we are trying to realize. So we would like to also start production in China, which is currently under preparation. In Zhejiang province, the Food and Drug Administration passed a review, and we are waiting for the results to come from CFDA, the Chinese Food and Drug Administration. And also, we did a food intervention test in Baoling for type 2 diabetes patients. 53 subjects were registered, and we had them take ALA in the food form. All the people have went through the trials, and the trials ended in July. With regards to the safety aspects, even if ALA is highly concentrated, it was confirmed that it is safe in the study. So going forward, with regards to the efficacy and effectiveness, the tests were trials, and analysis will be conducted in the months of August and September. So we will run analysis, and we are planning to publish a paper. The Arabian Gulf University Hospital, as well as the RSCI Medical University of Bahrain, is also involved. So with regards to the product offering, preparations are underway for a summer launch of a new nutrition drink. We have pretty much decided to whom we are going to sell this to. Also, out-licensing in the field of health foods and drugs is what we're working on. A lot of interesting developments are happening, and now we are at a stage where we are trying to select which path we would like to pursue. So we're going back and forth on that. For example, some people are saying we would like a stake in your pharmaceuticals business to have a capital stake and have a comprehensive partnership with them in the area of pharmaceuticals as well as food. So these types of companies are coming up and are approaching us, and discussions are heading towards a number of directions. First, it was just health foods, it seemed, but the discussions are starting to become amplified. So it's not just health foods. Or actually, for health foods, we have made a submission so that we can get certification for the health foods to become have the functional certification. We are finally starting to gain awareness around our product, and we are growing our earnings. So we are also trying to review if out-licensing itself is a good way to go. Of course, if we get the functional food product certification, we haven't yet gained the confidence that we're going to definitely obtain it. We have just made the submission, but of course, we need to prepare for obtaining the certification. Also, in the Middle Eastern region, we will increase the number of regions to which we sell health foods. So next part is continuing promotion of business selection and concentration. For SBI Card, by transferring it to SBI Sumishin Net Bank, we will be able to recover 4.0 billion, and we are expecting a positive improvement effect of several hundred million. And also, we have decided to sell Phnom Penh Commercial Bank. We currently own 47.6%, and it's 91%, including dilutive shares. Of course, the market is interesting and it's a growing business, but the legal framework is complicated. All the shareholders need to agree and reach consensus if you wanted to make a decision and do something. Compared to other developed countries, the legal framework is very unique in this country. It's too complicated. So for people like ourselves who value freedom, we've regarded that we should sell this entity because there are a lot of potential buyers that have raised their hands. And also, Narumiya, Sam Corporation, and Otak One if there are any buyers that are interested, we would like to sell these entities. And also, the sales of real estate holdings, we would like to recover 4.2 billion, of which 1.2 billion has already been recovered. So we are currently discussing selling the balance. We're not saying we're going to withdraw from the real estate business. If there's anything that has high potential, we would like to buy and sell. But I am only interested in real estate when the buyer is already there, because real estate is not liquid, it's illiquid. But I'm only interested in liquid assets, or I'm interested in securitizing the assets. That's the only aspect of the business I am interested in. I have no intention of owning the real estate for a long period of time. Also, the number of IPOs is increasing. SBI Biotech is what we're preparing for. For biotech, we are reorganizing. We have reorganized ourselves, and we are ready to go. However, one of the directors that has joined us, which is a professor from Keio, was actually fired and dismissed. He was originally from Tokyo University, and considering himself being a professor, he was a very intelligent person, but he did something that was not wise, and that's why he was dismissed. So we had no option but to dismiss him, and we needed to change the people. The CEO is a person from a pharmaceuticals company. We decided on that person, but that person fell sick, unfortunately. Then the CEO, we decided on a person from the inside, who was originally from a bank and was in the field of finance at our company. So that person became the CEO, but this company is a pharmaceutical company. So we need to have a person that is well-versed in pharmaceuticals, and that person was selected to become a director, but it caused a problem. And now we are talking to a new candidate. But basically, the reorganization process is quite cumbersome and is taking time. Money Plaza is going well. As for SBI Japan Next, if we wanted to IPO this company, we can do that anytime. However, in order to substantially raise the value of the company, there are things that we need to do. First of all, margin trading needs to be possible, and the 10% rule needs to be abolished. If you reach 10% of trading volume, currently there is this ludicrous system where you need to gain an exchange status. As you know, in New York, there was this large system failure before. However, when that happened, 80% of trading was covered by PTS. In a place like Japan, if a DDoS attack were to occur and the TSE were to come to a halt for, let's say, 3 hours, if margin trading is not possible in PTS, what is going to happen? The FSA didn't think about the opportunities of having PTS substituting the stock exchange. But in a world where we have DDoS as well as hackers attacking the system, we need to have backup or substitute systems, or else it's a very dangerous world. Especially when it comes to stock exchanges, it is prone to attacks. Of course, it's impossible to have a perfect response. It's all about catching up and going ahead of hackers. So we coexist with hackers in this world. But if these things are taken care of, I think the value will shoot up by several times. So we are telling Goldman Sachs that we shouldn't be in a rush, and I'm doing all of this for public purposes. The company doesn't even have to have the SBI name. The shares can be flexibly transferred to other players. There have been some people who have been interested, and we have been giving them the shares in the past as well. Even Goldman Sachs approached us, and they said that in exchange for the shares, they will do the market making. So I'm not thinking about making money out of this. This is for the sake of the securities business. That is why I established this company. I'm top of the Internet Commission now, and a member of the Securities Online Securities Association. So I am making a lot of candid comments these days, but I'm making these comments for the industry. And I'm not making these comments for the sake of our profits. If the issues I mentioned earlier happen in Japan, what are we going to do about it? With Leados, if a lot of things come from China and the Japanese exchange comes to a halt, what are we going to do? You can't say, oh, we didn't give it any thought. This is something that the TSC needs to think about, as well as the government needs to think about. At these council meetings, I always make these comments. So what is the FSA going to do? They need to think about this issue as well. I talked about the example of automobiles, that things are going to become dangerous going forward. Also, airplanes are going to become dangerous as well. Let's say there is a president on a car and someone is going to attack it by hacking the car. That is going to become feasible and possible in the future. I talked about SBI comparison website business, that it has exceeded 500 million in one quarter. So that's another candidate, and FX trade is something that's being prepared as well. So we are also trying to reduce interest expenses as well through refinancing. For example, in Korea, because of our awareness, in order to show that we are in a position to do funding, we have paid high rates to borrow. It would be cheaper if we lent the money from Japan, from our company. And of course, that needs to be adjusted going forward. In Japan, we would like to reduce funding costs as much as possible so that P&L can become better. So the outlook for fiscal 2015 based on the first quarter consolidated financial results and the current business environment is what I would like to talk about next. For the financial services business, volatility is high, but there are positives associated to that. This will definitely turn out to be a positive for us. For the asset management business, I mentioned a number of things earlier. We will be establishing a large size funds, and we believe this is going to have a positive impact. And also, we would like to improve the earnings base for a savings bank. For bio, we are going to see 20 million come in, 20 million US dollars come in. And within the fiscal year, we believe for ALA, there's going to be a large alliance or capital alliance for this business. So I presented in a rush, but next I would like to talk about this part, which is important, which are measures to promote the realization of SBIH's corporate value. So our stock prices are very low. This is what some institutional investors are saying. So when you look at what they're looking at, is for we have a diverse range of businesses, financial services, venture capital, and biotechnology, and it's difficult to understand the company. So because our business is diverse, you can't follow it with one analyst. You need several analysts, and ultimate valuation needs to be agreed upon between the analysts, but that's hard to do, because they need to unify the valuations for SBI Holdings. So when it comes to sell-side analyst reports, there's only two foreign securities companies, which is Deutsche and Morgan Stanley MUFG Securities, that cover us. There's no Japanese securities companies that cover us. One reason is because we have the largest online securities company, SBI Securities, and we are their competitor. Maybe that's their thought process. And although each of the businesses may be attractive, because we have so many businesses, maybe the conglomerate discount is being applied. So the institutional investors own 62.3% of our company, which is quite high. Especially for foreign institutional investors, it's at 43.3%. For listed companies in Japan, which are 3,598 companies, we are ranked 62nd from a foreign investor holding ratio point of view. So it's relatively high. So if you look at our business areas well, you should understand our company's value. In 2015 March, institutional investor, the holdings ratio was 62.3%, which was 7.3% higher year on year. So how are we trying to solve these issues as a CEO? To give you the conclusion, we would like to realize SBIH's corporate value through the listing of intermediate holding companies. We would like to maintain the listing of SBI Holdings at TSE, but with regards to intermediate holding companies, SBI Capital Management, SBI Global Asset Management, and SBI Ala Hong Kong, we would like to list them on the overseas stock market so that they will have a market value. And as a consequence, we would like to realize the value of SBI Holdings. We would like to do this within the next 3 years. In order to do that, we are preparing in many ways. In fact, from November 2010, we established intermediate holding companies in each business segment, and we set forth a policy that we would like to bring them to market to visualize our corporate value. We didn't announce this. However, step by step, we decided to make this real and put this into materialization. First of all, the parent-child listing company was an issue, so the parent is listed. So how is the subsidiary or the child company going to be listed? The TSE says you can't do that in Japan. But when it comes, we didn't think a situation like Japan Post will happen. But basically, the TSE's perspective was the parent-child listing in Japan is not allowed. So first of all, we looked at the Hong Kong Stock Exchange to see whether we can list there. How should we reorganize ourselves? What kind of conditions do we need to make in order to open up the way for a listing there? So, by listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, we were able to overcome technical difficulties. It took a lot of time and it took a lot of cost. However, then KOSPI of Korea, we were the first Japanese company to list there, and GTSM of Taiwan was another market. We listed our subsidiaries as the first Japanese company. So these alternative markets were which we looked at so that we could see which market will be the best for our subsidiary to be evaluated at its highest. In March 2012, we decided to promote business selection and concentration. And we were the sixth listed company in Japan to apply IFRS as the first Japanese financial firm. This was since fiscal 2013 March. This was a challenge. There was a lot of difficulties attached. However, our finance people and accounting people worked together and overcame the challenges so that we could adopt IFRS. So it's mark to market, and that's how we are going to be evaluated. Especially the asset management business is going to be evaluated mark to market. But by doing this, we were able to improve our transparency substantially, and our options for listing on overseas markets expanded. We had been making improvements accordingly so as to improve transparency all along. Furthermore, for the main three businesses that we have, we established intermediate holding companies: SBI Financial Services for the financial services business, SBI Capital Management for the asset management business, and the representatives of these businesses were people that were not myself. And SBI Ala Hong Kong is led by myself, but this was a biotechnology-related business that was established in Hong Kong. And fiscal 2015, in addition to the three intermediate holding companies, SBI Global Asset Management will be newly established in the asset management business as an intermediate holding company. So it is very hard to be the first Japanese company to list in these markets, but it's probably ourselves only that would be able to do this kind of endeavor. So we are professionals, and that's the reason why we were able to make this achievement. And apart from the financial services business, we would like to list the three intermediate holding companies and do a lot of tax adjustments that are necessary so that we can bring them to market. And when we bring them to market, we will be able to see our true value. So that concludes my presentation, and that leaves us 5 minutes to six. Thank you very much for your kind attention.